Good evening. If you would, go ahead and turn in your Bible to the Gospel of Luke. We're going to be bouncing around a little bit this evening, but I trust the Lord will use His Word to encourage our hearts this evening. Luke chapter 5, I was going through my devotions. I've been going through the life of Christ, and this one little verse that I've probably read I don't know how many times in a very familiar story seemed to just jump off the page. And so we're just going to read this one verse, and then you'll kind of see how I've got it laid out this evening. Luke chapter 5 and verse 16. So he himself, that's Jesus, often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. And I was just thinking when I read that the first, or this past week, or whatever it was, that, you know, Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness and prayed. He went off by himself and just sat and prayed to the Lord, or to the Father. And so this evening, we're going to go through just one passage in each of the Gospels and look at a time where the Lord did this and what happened before he went out to pray and what happened after. So in this passage, we see that Jesus healed the leper and that he was sought after by numerous people. Large crowds came after him for healing and just to hear what he had to say. And then he retreated to the wilderness and prayed. We don't know how long he prayed. We don't know what he prayed about, but he went into the wilderness and prayed. And then after this, he comes back and he heals the paralytic, both spiritually and physically. And jump into the next one in John chapter 6. This one's mentioned in also in Matthew chapter 14 and Mark chapter 6, but here in John chapter 6 and verse 15, we see, therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. And we see also in the other passages that he obviously went to the mountain to pray. We see he fed this large crowd, 5,000 plus people, he fed with the loaves and the fish. And then they come after him again for more food, to see more miracles and to hear what he has to say. And he retreats to the mountain to pray. After this, we see, you know, the great walking on the water. He goes out during the storm and as the disciples see him walking on the water, he allows Peter to walk on the water with him. He calms the storm and then relocates their boat to dry land. And then we see that he heals many people there in that land. That last part is not mentioned here in John, but it's in Matthew and Mark. And then go ahead and bounce to the next one. In the beginning of Mark chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, 35. And in my study in this one, this was one of the ones that was a little bit more on point with the main focus, a little bit more on point. You'll see it as we read it. Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen long before daylight, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Again, before this, we see that Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, and then healed multitudes of people, and cast out many demons. And then we see that he rose very early in the morning, before the sun even came up, went to a deserted place, all by himself, and just prayed to his Father. And again, we don't know how long. Obviously, it would have been half after daylight when his disciples came looking for him and found him. And then he goes throughout Galilee, preaching messages and casting out demons again for all these people. And then, just a few pages back to Matthew chapter 26. Here's probably one of the more popular prayers of the Lord, one that I'm sure everybody here knows. Right before he goes to be crucified, here in Matthew chapter 26, and starting at verse 36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." So, before this, we all know the story. They celebrated the Passover, and Jesus revealed Judas as the betrayer. Jesus washes the disciples' feet, a great act of service. He institutes the Lord's Supper, and in the book of John, he has his last speech before being arrested to his disciples, and that the intercessory prayer in John chapter 17. And obviously after this, we know that right after this, he was betrayed, and they came and took him and led him away to be crucified. The ultimate act of service. So, a few little lessons that we can take away from this. First of all, it's necessary to take a break from service to spend time with the Lord. We need that time away from other people for almost like a spiritual rejuvenation, to get that energy back, to let the Lord give us the energy we need to serve Him. And we see this example of Jesus going each of these times. He was doing some sort of service for people. He took a break, went away and prayed, and then went right back to his service. We also see in Luke 22, in that account, that an angel came and gave the Lord strength when he needed it. So we know that the Lord will give us strength when we are weak as well. Another lesson that we can learn is just to get away from the world, to get alone with God and to seek His will. We know that we can seek His will both by reading His Word, seeing what He has going on in our lives, and acting upon what He has said. But we also have to have that relational aspect with Him by talking to Him, and just like we would with our friends here. And we see that Jesus had a close relationship with His Father, and that He withdrew regularly to get away from the distractions of the world, just to be alone with his Father and to talk to him. But we see that this will require sacrifice and self-discipline. And we see that in Mark chapter 1, where he had to get up long before daylight, go out to a solitary place, and speak to his Father. It's going to cost us something if we want to make this a habit in our lives, whether it's less sleep or getting rid of something in our lives. We need to make that time to go before the Lord and to talk to him, spend time with him. And we need to do it without the distractions of this world. He went out alone, nobody with him. He didn't even tell them where he was going. They had to go find him. So we need to get away from the distractions, get alone with God, and talk to him, spend time with him. And then, lastly, I was thinking, you know, Jesus did this so often. If he felt that it was so important for him to do it, being the Son of God, how much more important is it for me to do it? And in thinking about that, is this something that I long to do? You know, if he got up that early in the morning to go out and do it, he wanted to do it. He longed for it. Do I long for that time to be alone with God, to spend time with him? And do I make the time to do it? Is there something in the way in my life that's keeping me from wanting to spend that time with him? Or something that I can get rid of so that I could spend that time with him? And then those verses in Psalm chapter 42 that we know so well. As the deer pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And I just pray that the Lord will give me that desire, that I'll have that desire to spend the time with him that he spent with his Father, so that I can have a close relationship with him, to seek his will and to follow him all the days of my life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we just come before you now with a challenge to set time aside each and every day to get away from the things of this world and to just come before you with open hearts and open minds and just talk to you and seek your wisdom and your will for our lives, just to have a relationship with you that we've never had before, that we'll grow closer to you in each and every way, and that we will seek you like the deer seeks the water, just that we will long for you, and that this will make a change in our lives so that those around us will want what we have, and that we will want to share what we have with them. Lord, we just pray that we will go out for the remainder of the week and share your word with those around us, what you've done for us. We thank you so much for dying on the cross for our sins. Can never thank you enough for that. And Lord, we love you, and we'll see you one day. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.